This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from the Mandalay Bay Arena in Las Vegas for the Andre Ward Sergey Kovalev 2. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
People are talking about, oh, well, you know, Mayweather might actually knock McGregor out. I think it's going to be actually really boring. I think it's going to be a terribly boring fight.
There's such a huge gap in the boxing skill of these two guys. If there's maybe a 5% difference in Floyd Mayweather's skills and Miguel Cotto's skills, I would bet there's a 20 to 25% difference in the skills of Mayweather and McGregor.
Very good outing for Francis Martez, who was not good in his earlier outings out of the bullpen. And we were talking yesterday about how the bats have to get it together. They did. That Rangers bullpen, sooner or later, they were going to get to. And it's good to see guys like Fisher and Martez play well, because not so much that they can help you down the road, but hey, the better they look,
the more valuable they are as trade pieces.
Yeah, absolutely. Or they develop into a player you can use.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. I missed a little bit of it myself. All available at podcastarena.com. And some pretty good stuff there. We've had a couple of good interviews. We're out here at Mandalay Bay for Ward Kovalev 2, which I'm very excited for. So we'll be back tomorrow, and we shall have a good time. 713-780-ESPN. And once again, I'm getting more texts about the signal. We addressed it last segment. Go listen to it on Podcast Arena. Really, there's not a damn thing I can do about it. So,
hey, quick PSA while we were talking about how hot it is.
Yeah.
Well, this one's it should be a given, but it's sometimes not. Don't leave your kids in the car. Like,
oh,
don't,
God,
don't
no.
forget that
God,
your kids
no.
are in the car.
And it happens every year, man.
And the other one, if you've got dogs, don't even think, oh, I'm just going to go into the grocery store for a couple minutes.
Right.
Take your dog home. Do something with it. Don't leave your dog. Oh, I cracked the window. No, doesn't work that way. Don't leave your dog in your car. Don't be stupid.
Steven says it actually can be a bit lower, the heat index, than the actual temp because it's so dry. You don't have to read on air if I'm getting too geeky. No, I was asking because I don't know these things. So basically, it can have a higher heat index back home than here, which I can understand. I always feel like that's more suffocating than this is. Although, again, 112 degrees is 112 degrees.
Yeah.
Is that Dukes over there?
Oh, yeah. Crazy Carl's here.
Yeah, get Carl.
Put him up.
Yeah. Yeah, he's over there, you know, chatting himself up, though.
Oh, he's a big-time star.
Yeah, he is. I'm trying to get him to jump on for a little bit. All right, do you want to get to your story here?
Oh, yes. This is a story not for the children, by the way.
Okay, so if you have children in the car,
this is your warning.
Yeah, go ahead and maybe switch over to Disney Radio for a few minutes.
Does that guy look trustworthy to you?
No.
His name is Lewis Williams. He's from
looks like that guy. Well, yeah.
Newark, New Jersey. He actually looks a little bit like Rafi from the league. And this is, sounds like something he might do. Lewis Williams spent the last 4 years working as the personal assistant of Miss Linda Moore, who's an executive president of an engineering firm. Among his tasks as her assistant was to take phone calls, set her schedule, and bring her a cup of coffee to her desk every day when she arrived at work. After a dispute with his boss one morning this last week, Mr. Williams admitted in front of a dozen coworkers that he had finished a sex act in her coffee hundreds of times over the last several years.
That's a lot of non-dairy creamer.
A lot. And I don't know how well that emulsifies. I don't know if that's blending in well or what the case would be. The witnesses say he almost looked proud when he told her, said, "I've been taking bleep from you for years, but all this time you've been drinking my bleep."
Oh, God, that's so gross.
After his confession, his colleagues called the police, and he was arrested on site. That's not good. Not good.
That's got to be a felony, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. That's pretty bad. I mean, you could be considered a sex offender, I would guess.
Yeah, I would think. God, who does that to somebody and thinks it's a good idea?
Lewis Williams.
Yeah, well. That might be one of the grossest.
Yeah, not good. Not healthy.
Yeah. She takes sugar with it, too?
I don't know. I don't know how he sweetened it up.
Is it espresso? Is it fast?
I don't think so.
Okay. I'm just asking. I'm just asking. I'm just curious. Whenever I see
I wonder
story
if
like
it was if it was cold brew.
Oh, iced coffee?
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. 713-780-3776 is your number if you want to text the show. You can also hit us up on Twitter and Facebook and out here in Las Vegas. And I've not given that T-shirt away yet, have I, John? I need to give that away. I need to do something for the people, right? I haven't done it yet, right? Just double checking. I had it up to do it, and then I changed my mind. So their first fight ended in controversy. On June 17th, it's the rematch everyone is waiting for. Andre Ward and Sergey Crusher Kovalev, two great fighters at their best with the light heavyweight world championship on the line. Don't miss Ward versus Kovalev 2, the rematch Saturday, June 17th. At 8 p.m. Central, live on pay-per-view, we'll take caller number 20. And apparently these shirts are really, really
good. Yeah, I want a shirt.
Yeah, we haven't gotten them yet.
I think it'll happen. I think we'll get
one. Usually they bring them by on, like, near the end of the day on Thursday or early Friday. And it's not like there's a bunch of people here for this fight. I hope we'd get one. Just saying. Plus, it's the kind of thing you walk through the casino with and you can sell. Oh... 936 says, it's sterile and I like the taste. Patches O'Houlihan. Speaking of dodgeball, did you see they're going to have a thing where you can play dodgeball with either Globo Gym or Average Joe's? Hey, Carl Dukes, just got to keep walking?
Carl Dukes, disrespect.
You got nowhere to go.
Disrespectful.
You know, come say hello to
disrespectful.
Come say hello to your people for 2 minutes.
Carl.
Jeez.
Look at crazy Carl.
He was just going to walk off, not even say hello.
Let's go.
No. Look at I didn't see you guys. First of all, I was over there talking with the bigwigs.
Your head has gotten so big since you've been in Atlanta.
Hold on, man. My voice sounds like crap now.
You do sound a little off.
So, it was like a Fred Fowler night is what happened. No, man, I've been struggling with the voice the last couple of days. And then, of course, coming out here, it's dry. So it doesn't help. So I've been sipping on tea and doing all this crap. And Houston, what's up? Miss y'all, man. Really do.
Whiskey. How's it going in Atlanta?
It's going great, man. You know, we're still trying to overcome that Super Bowl debacle. Trying to overcome that.
So is my Five Dimes account.
Well, I tell you what, I had the opportunity to win about $5,000 on that game. Matter of fact, I had already cashed that ticket.
Yeah.
And then the comeback came on. But
I was lucky I hedged because I did a lot of like first to score, first half bets, first quarter bets. So I made some money back.
Right.
But I mean, it would have been a huge payday. I had Falcons money line, Falcons minus point or Falcons plus points. Yeah. I had Falcons at like an alternate line to win by 10. I mean,
You went in.
Oh, I was certain what was going to happen.
I hit Patriots second half that diminished the losses a little bit was all.
Well, a lot of cats I know did that, Fred, because I was texting with people and they were like, "Man, I'm sorry, Dukes, I got to go in. I got to go in with the Patriots." I'm like, "Hey, go get money." Yeah. But there's nobody that talks more betting than these guys, and you guys know that in Houston. So. Fred and AJ on that, but yeah, man. So we're trying to overcome that. And
how you think they look next year without Shano?
Well, Sark has come in, Steve Sarkisian. Uh-huh. He was obviously with Alabama in a role that was kind of weird. They hired him not with the intent to take over. You know, we had Saban. We talked to Nick Saban about this, and Lane Kiffin was supposed to be there. It was only a matter of time before Kiffin got a job. The Florida job he took was, I think it was a mutual decision. Some people say he got fired. I think he got fired. He says that, they couldn't come to an agreement and he had all this stuff on his plate. But Kiffin came to Atlanta. Here's the backstory. I'll give you guys some of this. For the national semifinal game, okay, it was the college football playoff. They played Washington. Shows up to practice late. This is the coordinator now.
Yeah.
Apparently, there were some other things going on, parties. And Kiffin had a good time. Shows up late, I think, a couple of days. And basically, Saban's like, screw this. He's not focused. So he makes the move and goes with Sark after that game to call the plays in the national championship. And the point is, Sark is a guy that's never called plays in the NFL. So that's a big question mark. He's the new coordinator for the Falcons. But as he said, I'm coming in and I'm taking over Ferrari. You got the reigning MVP in Matt Ryan. You got Julio Jones. You got Devontae Freeman. You've got all these pieces. Only how you screw this up. So he's coming in. They're going to run the similar system. They'll switch some things up, you know, language and whatnot. But I think he'll do a good job. But that's the big question mark, you know, never calling plays at that level.
Yeah.
So.
You think there's going to be a hangover for them? We saw it with the Seahawks. I mean, it's obviously, even now they're saying 2 years later, yeah, we never got over that. Do you think that's a possibility?
It certainly is, Fred. I'm a big believer in what Dan Quinn is doing, the head football coach there. You know, I don't want to make him out to be this this amazing guy that can get men to believe and, you know, overcome. But the message, you know, one of the things is he's put out there is embrace the suck. And it's kind of funny because people are like, what does that mean? And he's talking about the work it takes to get back there. All the work that he's going to do has to do with the mental capacity of making sure guys are able to overcome. I don't know if it's going to work. I mean, I don't. Think about how you lose the Super Bowl. You got a 25-point stinking lead, and you lose. And you lose in overtime on the last play.
Yeah.
Some people never get over that. So, you know, we're going to know early on how this team is playing and whether they are there or not. But I think they can overcome
it. I'll be honest. That's why I think in the end, I mean, I think losing a guy like Kyle Shanahan sucks because I think Kyle Shanahan's a great coordinator.
He is.
And I think he's a great football mind. But I also think maybe it's the best thing that he left because the Falcons were winning that Super Bowl because of Kyle Shanahan's greatness. The Falcons lost that Super Bowl because he got arrogant.
Yes, he did.
He wanted to run it up on those guys, and instead of playing for the win, he tried to play for the blowout.
Right.
And it bit him in the ass.
It did.
And maybe a fresh start after that isn't the worst thing in the world.
Well, that's the thing, you know. And Quinn hired a couple of other guys. Bryant Young is the new defensive line coach. He, you know, Marquand Manuel. These are names that people in Houston may or may not know. But he's the new defensive coordinator. They let Richard Smith go. You guys remember Richard Smith with the Texans?
Oh, yeah.
He was a part of that group. So, you know, they
Fred likes to call him Dick.
Yeah. Of course, that's what I called him. So they've turned the page on a bunch of guys to try to get some new energy in there. And I think that things are going to be good for Sark because of what you're saying. And he's got a kind of a cockiness to him, not with the fans.
Yeah.
But he's got this cockiness like, why do you think we're going to fall off? Why do you think the offense is not going to be any good? He's kind of got this motivation to show people that not only can the offense continue to be as good as it was last year. Remember, they led the league in scoring going into that Super Bowl. I mean, there were six or seven games Falcons put up 34, 35 points. He thinks they can even improve in the red zone. So we'll see.
Well, I noticed when you left Houston, suddenly the Falcons got better than the Texans.
You're the
consummate homer wherever you – and I do respect wherever you live. You cheer for those teams.
It comes home.
I respect it. But we're going to have a better baseball team now than Atlanta.
Well,
so.
Here's the funny thing. So in 05, Fred was then running a big newspaper. He remembers the last time, obviously, the Astros went to the World Series, the only time. And then things, you know, everybody got old and retired. The rebuilding process has paid off. The Astros are legit. Pitching across the board. It's good to see, man. Cause
oh, no doubt.
That's the team I still love and grew up with. It's hard sometimes watching and talking about the Braves. I will not lie to the Houston audience about that because of all those years of trying to get through the Braves, and we couldn't do it in Houston.
Yep.
But
well, it's also hard because they suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And there's not a lot of interesting guys on that team to even talk about. I mean, Freddie Freeman's the best player on that team.
They're trying to do it like the Astros.
Yeah.
They really are.
The Swanson trade was big.
Yep.
I mean, they got some pieces there, but it's going to be a while. And that's a tough road to hoe, it looks like.
Well, you're talking about, you know, again, you're looking at potentially 100 L's, right?
Yeah.
You went out and hired, you know.
But you got a pretty new stadium to lose those games in.
Let me tell you, SunTrust is top notch.
There you go.
And you can get your drink on in there.
If you're going to get your ass beat, do it in style.
It's great, man. Put your drink down, and the cup holder keeps your drink cold. It's great. But, they're trying to rebuild like the Astros did, and it took some time. And Luno's still there, right?
He's
still
there.
He was brilliant in coming in with that plan. And a guy named John Coppolella is running the Braves now, and he's trying to do a similar thing. So we have, as in the Braves, the best farm system in baseball. What does that mean? You got all these young arms that need to come up eventually, but you've got a lot of pieces in place, but they got to prove it. Right. So, you know, at the end of the day, they got to come up and prove it, man.
So I know Houston fan would love to hear what you think of the Deshaun Watson trade, what you think of him with the Texans and what he might mean to them. And was it the right move to trade two number one picks for this guy?
It's a great question, Fred. I met Deshaun Watson in 2012 when I got to Atlanta. He was the National Gatorade Player of the Year. He's from Gainesville, Georgia, which would be the equivalent of, let's say, Conroe.
Okay,
in Houston. North Georgia. The University of Georgia didn't recruit him. Think about this. Now Mark Richt's not there. He doesn't have a job. He's in Miami. People think that if he would have recruited this kid, he probably would still be at Georgia. Clemson jumped on him. He could have gone anywhere. He stayed close to home. He's as humble as they get. Houston's going to love Deshaun Watson when he finally gets his opportunity. He was a number one dual threat quarterback.
If he can play.
Hold on. Number one dual threat quarterback coming out of high school. You saw what he did in college, right? Went to two national championships. Probably, you know, played great in the one that they lost, and then played terrific in the one that they won. When the lights are the brightest, this kid is great. That's what I know about him. And his demeanor doesn't change. He's the same young man, very humble. I can tell you stories about, you know, Warwick Dunn, who actually helped his mom build a house. They built a house for his mom. And this goes back to, you know, when Deshaun was a little boy. There's so many people that have helped him throughout his life. I get to the point, yes, Fred, great pick. What have we talked about with the Texans? Quarterback.
Yeah.
You got a great defense. You don't have a damn quarterback. If you had a quarterback, you probably beat New England last year. So I don't know how soon that happens for Deshaun Watson. I know Savage is there, but he's a terrific young man. And we'll see if he can play, AJ. I think he can. I think he's going to be really good.
I say week 8.
Oh, yeah, you can't wait. Well, how long before Houstonians start clamoring for this kid?
Well, it depends on if Savage actually goes out there and performs, which I think there's about a 4% chance of that. But all it's going to take.
Did I see Hopkins said that he's embracing or endorsing Savage? Did you guys see this?
Yeah.
What is that about?
Listen, I told Fred, and I think people think I'm crazy in Houston. If I had my choice, if I was the head coach of that team, week one, Brandon Whedon would be my starter.
Okay.
Brandon Whedon's more, he's done more in the NFL than Tom Savage and Deshaun Watson put together, and he's like an afterthought. And granted, I don't think Brandon Whedon's the future of anything, but
gives you the best chance to win right now.
He gives you the best chance of winning games until Deshaun Watson's ready.
Right.
I think he's more durable than Tom Savage, but people just seem to have – I mean, and this is what happens when you go play in Cleveland for a while. People realize you're not a good football player. They forget about you.
And then he had a bad stretch with the Cowboys when he had to fill in for Romo, and
but
I think,
man,
that's – you know,
I think that he's thrown a lot more touchdown passes than Tom Savage.
Well, somebody asked me this, and I was really good friends with the former offensive coordinator for the Texans, Goose, who's no longer there. He's actually with the Lions now.
Name drop.
Have to. Only because Bill O'Brien better get it done.
Oh, yeah.
Bill O'Brien better get it done. He's supposed to be a guy that works well with quarterbacks, gets guys better. It has not happened there.
I will say Christian Hackenberg was better under O'Brien than he is now.
Well, that's true. That's true.
That's his one.
That's not saying a lot.
That's his one success story.
So, you know, for Bill O'Brien, listen, no more fine offensive coordinators. You got to get it done. So we'll see where that goes, man.
Well, I still think he needed to bring in a real offensive coordinator that, you know, that'll bring a different viewpoint than what he does. But no.
Who they end up hiring?
Him.
Oh, himself.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Exactly.
Oh, he hired himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Carl Dukes, man, always a pleasure. We could talk to you all day, but I don't want to. You got a voice that you got to use tomorrow, too.
Yeah, a little bit.
You have a good put them up in you, or are you?
Yeah, you got to put them up for the
too
people.
Exhausted? You know, wait till tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll give it to you tomorrow. Let me rest these pipes.
Right.
I'll give you a good one tomorrow.
I'll just give the people a psh, psh, psh.
Exactly.
Is Jong back there?
Jong's there, man.
All right, Jong. What's up, Jong?
How's it going, Dukes?
Oh, man, I'm good. Good to hear from you, brother.
Good
to know you guys are doing well, man, and good to see you out here. Don't party too hard, AJ.
Are you talking to me? Hey, all the treadmills broken in Atlanta? What's going on with you?
What are you talking about?
I see what's going on with you.
I lost the Super Bowl, damn you.
that was months ago.
I'm depressed. Get off my case, okay? So I've been eating a little bit.
Jesus.
What do you have to say?
Either all the treadmills are broken or they have really sorry-ass bra stores. There's no good Victoria's Secrets in Atlanta.
Here's the truth, and I'm not lying to you. The damn city went, and we were depressed for about 3 weeks. I'm not lying to you. Like, people didn't even talk to each other. Nobody was no goodwill in the city whatsoever. You lost a 25-point lead. So for 3 weeks, I ate my way through.
All right. I feel you.
But it's summertime now. I'm getting my beach body on.
A good southern soul food.
Oh, man.
Boy, you got your beach body on like a whale.
I'm getting my beach body on. I'm getting my beach body on.
People are going to be trying to roll you back into the ocean, brother.
I'm not that damn big. Stop it. You're making it to be like I'm a big fat ass, and I'm not. All right, man. Appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, Carl. Coming on, man.
See you tomorrow.
Tell the people about Dirt Free.
All right, boys. Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning, 281-DIRT FREE, 281-347-8373. Listen, the other guys, they're going to leave your floors dirtier than they found them, if you can believe that. But that's the case. The other guys, they leave behind too much soap, too much excess water, and all that does is attract more allergens to your floor. It's not the case with Dirt Free. They got the best technology in the game. They've got this super water that's patented. They're the only people that have it. They've got these mega trucks that come out and clean everything the right way without soaps, without chemicals. That your carpets, your tile floors, your upholstery, they do it all. And right now, you call them 281 Dirt Free, they'll clean one room free with any purchase. Carpets are going to be fresh, deep clean. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Dirt Free Carpet, 281 Dirt Free. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5. And they'll do a free room of carpet with any purchase and a free speed dry just for calling now. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you, because I forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know? True friends stab you in the front. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Mandalay Bay Arena in Las Vegas for the Andre Ward Sergey Kovalev 2. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-3776, if you wish to text the show. And apologize for going long there, but always fun to catch up with Carl Dukes and have AJ make fun of him. It's fun to see somebody else being made fun of besides me. So, John, do we have some winners?
Yes, and we got some great participation on Facebook. There were 20 stories, and almost all of them were really, really good. And
injuries to the groin area, penis or balls injuries.
I think we had a couple, but they weren't very descriptive, so it wasn't too good.
Did you want? Like measurements?
No.
Descriptive.
No, it was like a sentence or two, but the ones that actually won went into detail actually what happened. So the first winner is Chris. Chris says, when my dad was in his late 40s, he decided he wanted to get into shape and bought a cheap bicycle. After riding it for a few months, he upgraded it to a more expensive bike. I needed his help on something, and so he happened to swing by. Happened to swing by to pick him up on the day he bought the new bike. When I got to his house, he had road rash on his arms and head. Standing in his driveway, I asked what happened. The whole time he was telling me his neighbor is watering his water beds, laughing his ass off. My dad was used to his old bike and wasn't expecting the new bike's brakes to have the stopping power that it did. He was coasting down his driveway and accidentally grabbed the front brakes. He flipped over on his handlebar, scraped himself pretty bad. The whole time he was cussing loud, and he said his neighbor was looking at him with his mouth wide open. He said it reminded him of Lee Trevino in Happy Gilmore. The neighbor said it was a little shocking to see a grown man flip over on the handlebar, so it took him a second to react. At that time, my dad didn't see the humor in it, but the neighbor and I were laughing our asses off. So Chris wins a $100 gift card to Massage Heights, and the next one is a Robert Ashworth. He says, a couple years ago, my 75-year-old father was using the restroom. After he was finished and attempting to stand up, leaning on his elbows with his body weight on the tank completely broke his elbow and hip. While waiting for assistance, he began throwing up on himself from the thought of being near the bowl. When I was called and told about the incident, I started laughing uncontrollably because of the whole old people and broken hips stereotype. To this day, I still laugh at him and about that, and of course, I get to shut the hell up.
Okay. All right.
Two very good winners, two deserving winners. So tell them what they win again.
So they have won a $100 gift card to a Massage Heights. Show Dad how much he means this Father's Day with ESPN 97.5 in Massage Heights. A $90 90-minute massage is only $74.99. Gift cards are always available because even the toughest guys need a break sometimes. With 31 Houston locations, there's one near you. Massage Heights provides massages that fit your life at an affordable price.
All right. Well, I do have one kind of funny Vegas story so far.
Okay.
Now, I got to the room last night, and I'm in there doing some work, and there's someone in a room very close by that's having a big party, which it's Vegas.
It happens.
Yeah, they're loud. They're loud all night. It's not a big deal. It didn't really bother me because I'm used to that kind of stuff. But somewhere about 4:30 in the morning, they finally kind of start shutting it down, and I start hearing, like, obviously in the bathroom next door.
Oh, no.
And I mean, this guy must have gone for as long as your plane guy did. And it may have been more than one person because that's the kind of party they were having. But it was kind of hilarious because there's only one thing that sounds like that.
Yep.
All right, 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show, 713-780-3776. And we're going to take a quick break. We come back. We'll see where it takes us. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Your state of mind.
Your state. They have a dream that I'm a gangster. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the Mandalay Bay Arena in Las Vegas for the Andre Ward Sergey Kovalev 2. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-3776, if you wish to text the show. So, do you want to do sportsy here, or do you want to do airplane?
Ooh, let's do airplane.
Okay, because I have two airplane stories. One of them involves Jennifer Lawrence. Are you a fan of hers?
She's all right.
Yeah, she's not really my type. But, okay, but we'll start with the first one. Did you hear about the Iowa couple that got caught having sex on the airplane?
No.
Well, of course, now everything slows down. But I hate when this happens. But they were on a plane from Manchester to Ibiza on Friday when the blonde woman was seen straddling the man. Footage shows the man in the middle seat with the woman on top of him before he asked people around him for a condom. Initially, the pair appeared to be just a boozy couple up to no good.
They're not married?
No, it's just fun. But it's now emerged that the man is 31-year-old Sean Edmondson from Cumbria, who had never actually met the woman before the plane journey.
Oh, boy.
According to a friend of the 31-year-old.
Strange on the plane?
Who is known as a ladies' man, he was on his own while his pregnant fiance waited for him at home.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And there's a video of this that where she's climbing on top of him.
Let's see it.
And now, I have to say, you can't be that obvious on a plane. There's things you can do on a plane if you really want to. You need a blanket.
Yeah.
But. Oh, now the video's unavailable.
Oh, God.
Great. But, yeah, so dude caught on film having sex on an airplane. And
how does pregnant fiance take the news?
We don't have any details. I don't
probably not great.
Yeah, but
usually chicks hate when that happens.
Yeah, I imagine if you're sitting at home pregnant and this video goes viral and you're looking, wait a minute, I know that guy.
Yeah.
Ah! Well, Here's airplane part two. You ever been on a private plane?
No.
I think a couple times.
No, I'm not a rich.
Well, only because I knew really rich people let me on their plane, which I didn't belong. But I'm guessing Jennifer Lawrence is on private planes all the time. Well, one she was on had catastrophic engine failure in both engines. And apparently emergency landings caused by double engine failure are extremely rare. But there were 8 plane accidents in the United States last year out of 37.6 million flights. But Jennifer Lawrence almost got to be one of those. plane was forced to make an emergency landing. The jet experienced double engine failure at 31,000 feet.
Oh, my.
I mean, most of the time when stuff happens, it doesn't happen at 31,000 feet.
No.
It happens on approach or takeoff. But she was on her way back to New York, flying home, board her private jet from Kentucky. Both engines went out. They were forced to make an emergency landing in Buffalo, New York. So she confirmed that she's okay. The FAA released a statement regarding the emergency landing, said a Hawker Beechcraft B-40 landed safely at Buffalo Niagara International Airport at about 1:40. The crew diverted to Buffalo when they declared an emergency due to engine-related issues. So that one's not as much fun as people having sex on a plane.
Yeah.
But let you know, if you have a private plane, you're great, you're winning at life. But if you have double engine failure, there's a real good chance that, yeah. Her plane cost $25 million.
What?
Yeah. Well, you want to talk about a rich. That's not a rich. That's a royalty. You're a royal if you can pay $25
yeah.
million for a plane.
Well, you're in the Hunger Games franchise. That's how
exactly. Exactly. And even though those movies weren't that good,
they made a ton of money.
Made a ton of money. Yeah. All right, so that's my non-sportsy stuff.
Sports is overrated, Fred. I'm glad you brought that to the table.
Yeah.
I was looking and I was showing you this earlier. And this is it's neither here nor there about anything else we've talked about today.
Okay.
But that Andrew Miller, I was showing you the statistics.
Yeah, that's you got to share that one with the people.
Andrew Miller has given up 5 earned runs in his last 2 outings. That was June 13th and 14th, so Tuesday and Wednesday. Gave up a home run on Tuesday and then gave up 4 earned runs yesterday. That has brought, you know, that happens.
Yeah.
And that can do some damage to a reliever's
ERA.
Well,
yeah, especially if you're a reliever, you have an outing like that, your ERA is usually going to jump quite a bit.
And it did. Only in those 2 games, it jumped from 0.29 to 1.6.
So 0.29.
0.29 was his ERA.
Is that good? I'm not really sure.
That's pretty strong. His batting average against is still 154. I mean, he's a human cheat code. But he's before the last 2 games, he pitched 31 and 2/3 innings and given up 1 run. 1 earned run.
That's pretty
good at sports.
That's just sick.
Yeah, the fact that he had a 0.29 ERA, I found to be pretty impressive.
That's one of those things. It's like Russell Westbrook's stretches and things like that, where you're just looking, going, "This isn't real. This is somebody sitting here playing on their Xbox or PlayStation in your
house."
Yeah. I wouldn't want to eliminate PlayStation. So, yeah. Well, the Astros were looking like a cheat code for a while there, while they were winning all those games.
That's true,
and that they'll be fine. I'm not too worried about them. So, Ward Kovalev Saturday night, and we've talked a little bit about the fight. I really kind of might be changing my. I mean, I don't want to get caught up in because of getting the Rock Nation side of it, but I am wondering if he hasn't gotten Kovalev's head a little bit.
Maybe so. Which, like I said, it's
or is it Kovalev?
It's weird because it seemed like. If anybody it should be motivated, and maybe this is just an anger thing. Maybe he's pissed off, which actually I know he's pissed off. But maybe I would think, like, after knocking that dude on his ass in the very first round last fight, that he would be coming in knowing that he could put this dude down. But, I mean, like we were hearing, this is it was a tale of 2 halves of a fight.
Yeah.
And Ward dominated the second half of the fight. There's no doubt about it. How many rounds of it he dominated is
that's a matter of debate still, and one that I think there's significant disagreement on, and that's fine.
But it is interesting that he seems to be acting strange and like to walk out on the press conference today, and it's very un. Sergey-like.
That's not like him. He's usually very affable, very approachable.
But I always say, you start to figure out things about guys when they lose. Yeah. Everybody's a you know, every 35-0 guy in the world is happy go lucky, and they're friendly. They're confident. When you're 35-1, and you're coming off that loss, I always like to see how people react to that, and that's where Kovalev's at. He's in a spot where he's got to come off of a loss, and for the first time ever, he's got to prove that it was a fluke.
And you know, I don't know that it was a fluke, but to him maybe, yeah, you have to prove that. 713-780-ESPN. If you wish to text the show, we still have one segment left to go. But before that, tell people about Tri-Eagle Energy.
That's right, Fred, because Tri-Eagle, these guys are doing great things. Not only are they giving you a competitive rate, which they are absolutely giving you a competitive rate, but they're trying to take it a step further. They are trying to basically turn your home into a smarter home and make your home more energy efficient. A lot of their plans come with basically they'll send you a box, like a care package of everyday items that can help your house run more efficiently. You can get on a list to you could be on an air filter subscription list where if you have a problem forgetting when your air filters are coming in, Tri-Eagle will send them straight to your house. That way you know when to replace them, because some people will end up going 2 years without replacing them, burn out their AC unit, cost them a bunch of money. Tri-Eagle's trying to help you be smarter about things. In fact, they've got a Smart Energy 36 plan that comes with the all-new EcoB4 that's got built-in Amazon Alexa voice service, so it listens and talks back. The current rates for that plan, 8.6 cents when you use the promo code ESPN. It's a very competitive rate, and you're locking it in for 36 months. It's only good to the end of the month. But listen, you're getting with a company that is, again, trying to make your house smarter, and they may save you some money along the way. If you're in the Houston area, Tri-Eagle Energy is going to install that thermostat absolutely free. That thermostat alone can save you some money on your energy bills. Check them out online, TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TriEagleEnergy.com. Be legit. Don't quote me, boy, because I ain't said it.
This is ESPN 97.5. Is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the Mandalay Bay Arena in Las Vegas for the Andre Ward Sergey Kovalev 2. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. So I'm guessing the people next to us were calling him Kovalev.
Yes.
Yeah, I missed all that. All right. Let's do Hoffman on Hollywood.
Yes, let's start with Scarlett Johansson.
Still love her.
Middle of a divorce right now.
Love her even more.
But she is apparently starting off another relationship already.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, you got to let things marinate a little.
With a Saturday Night Live regular.
Oh, really?
Colin Jost.
I don't know who that is.
I don't either. But he and Scarlett have been seen out. They were seen holding hands for dinner and drinks. They've been seen together since last month multiple times after she made a guest appearance on SNL's season finale. They were reportedly hanging all over each other and making out at the cast after party that night. And it's apparently still going. But I don't know how this guy did it, but I guess I have to give props to him, right?
Why do people like that do PDAs?
I don't know. It's very odd. It is very odd.
Yeah, she might be trying to get some jealousy going or help him build his career.
I mean, that could be the
case. I'm always skeptical of stuff like that when they're doing it in public.
That could be the case, but it's weird for sure.
It is.
Someone that famous is usually a little more careful, especially because she's not like a 20-year-old girl.
No. She's kind of an established and very strange.
Jong and I talked a little bit about this off the air, believe it or not, about the Bachelor in Paradise thing.
Yeah, I've been so wanting to get to this for the last couple of days.
Corinne Olympios is headed for a legal showdown with the producers, but the contract she signed becomes pretty problematic in this thing. The contract's contestant sign says, in part, all contestants waive their right to sue producers over claims of negligence, personal injury, including without limitation, any injuries arising out of the transmission of a sexually transmitted disease or unwelcome, unlawful contact or other interaction among participants. So basically, because she was blacked out when she was engaged in sexual activity, the producers are not responsible. There's a catch, though. Courts have made it clear in situations involving similar contracts, if the producers were reckless, that clause would not be enforceable, and it would seem watching someone incapable of giving consent to sexual activity would be considered reckless. But another catch says people who have seen the video tell us that Corinne seemed lucid and engaged during the entire swimming pool episode. So there's a lot of moving parts on the Bachelor in Paradise thing.
There was one story that I saw that they were going at it, and then she appeared to pass out. And he still was kind of going, but then he passed out.
Yeah.
So all of that you could see happening. It's just...
Speaking of passed out, 4 days after getting the case, deadlocked jurors in Bill Cosby's sexual assault trial struggled to end their impasse. With charges he drugged and molested a woman in 2004, the prospect of a mistrial grows even larger as the judge directed them to keep talking. Jurors have deliberated about 30 hours before telling the judge they couldn't reach a unanimous decision on any of the counts against Bill Cosby. The judge told them to try again. As evening fell, the panel of 7 men and 5 women was still at it, poised for another marathon session in a case that's already basically sunk Bill Cosby's image. But
it's so hard to convict a famous person.
It really is.
There's always somebody that remembers him as Cliff Huxtable.
Yep.
And it doesn't matter anything else. Oh, well.
And John, do we have time for one more? Chrissy Teigen has vowed to never do doggy style again after her husband admits that he has seen her butthole. She thought for some reason that he'd never seen it, and he'd been seeing it all this time. She was shocked to find that out. John and I had a double date. We were joking around, and I go, John's never seen my butthole. And John said, are you kidding me? Every time anyone does anything doggy style, you see it. I see it every time. And so she has said that she is never doing that again, which does not seem fair to me.
No.
But now, John Legend, you've learned a lesson.
Yeah, you should have
kept your mouth shut. Yep. And that's Hoffman on Hollywood, Fred.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. Give John Lee a solid A for today. Hoffman gets an A+. I just avoided a failing grade. I'll go D-. But I rallied strongly. All right, we'll do it again tomorrow live from Vegas. Until then, stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.